In Libya, the area controlled by leader Muammar Gaddafi is showing strains caused by NATO's embargo and bombing campaigns. The once prosperous oil-producing country is importing food and even fuel from neighboring Tunisia. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from western Libya that Gaddafi's government is also cracking down harder on foreign journalists covering the situation there.
The main border crossing from Tunisia to Libya is at Ras Jadir, where the highway runs along the southern shore of the Mediterranean. Journalists wait for the bus to Tripoli at a cafe on the Libyan side, and the first thing that greets them is a television set blaring scenes of pro-Gaddafi demonstrations in Libyan towns. The scenes of demonstrations are interspersed with grisly images of people killed by what the government says were NATO airstrikes. Outside, the traffic at the border shows signs of shortages.
On the Libyan side, we're seeing long lines of empty trucks waiting to cross over into Tunisia. And on the other side, we're seeing a trickle of heavily laden trucks coming from the Tunisian side. Most of them seem to be carrying foodstuffs, sacks of grain and things like that. We're also seeing signs of the fuel shortages here in Libya. Many of the cars and trucks that we've seen were carrying jugs full of gasoline and diesel fuel. We're also seeing private cars and pickup trucks that are carrying bicycles, sometimes as many as two or three on each vehicle, which apparently people are using because it's so difficult to obtain fuel for their cars.
The Libyan government's relations with foreign reporters are also showing signs of stress. Reporters traveling to Tripoli, the Libyan capital, are required to travel on a government bus presided over by an official who collects their passports. This busload of journalists was only on the road to Tripoli for about 10 minutes when the official got a phone call ordering him to turn back to the border crossing. It seemed there was a problem with someone's visa. Veteran BBC correspondent John Simpson was ordered to take his baggage and get off the bus. The official said his visa wasn't in order. Simpson and the other journalists resisted for about an hour until it became apparent that the bus wasn't going to Tripoli with Simpson on board. Simpson has reported extensively from Libya and thinks he's being banned because he gave offense to the Libyan government.
Partly the BBC, which has been reporting the kind of things that they don't like about internal problems and internal dissension in Tripoli itself. And I think it's partly me because I've had a long and checkered history with the Libyans, and I think maybe they just have decided they don't want me back at a time when things are starting to prove a little bit difficult for them.
Simpson said he'd stay on the Libyan side of the border and try to negotiate with the government authorities. Meanwhile, the bus carries the remaining journalists on the 2.5-hour drive to Tripoli, passing through a series of dusty towns where hundreds of cars sit parked outside gas stations, waiting for a chance to get some fuel. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.